Good morning, the exotics vet, Chrissy speaking. We do see chickens, yes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Sounds like there's, yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like there's sort of possibly a few things going on. I mean, like with her not pooing, they can get crop impactions where their crop's not moving properly. And that's why they sort of, the food is sort of stuck in the crop and not moving through properly, which could be sort of from a few different issues going on. And then the sort of egg laying issues, they can get something called egg yolk peritonitis, which is like an infection. So sometimes they might need, fluid therapy and antibiotics and pain relief and sort of feeding, all that sort of stuff. So we can definitely get around for a consultation. It is $170 for a consult, and then sort of any of that extra stuff would be on top of that. It all depends, what we sort of find with her, depending sort of how critical she is, if she does need fluids, all that sort of stuff. It could be sort of, a couple hundred extra. But obviously we'd start with the consult and sort of go from there with sort of what you're wanting to do and sort of what we think needs to sort of be done for her. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously we start with the consult and go from there. Like if it sort of ends up being sort of things that are like too much, there's always, we can always euthanize, or you can take her home and sort of, see how she goes, that sort of thing. But yeah, without the consult, we just sort of can't really do anything. It all depends what we find. Like there could be sort of chickens, like they have all sorts of different things going on with them. So it could be reproductive, it could be crop impaction, it could be a number of different things. So without the consultation we can't really say, but obviously we'd start with the consult and go from there with sort of what you're willing to do and what you can afford to work with you there. So yeah. Yeah, yes. So with the faecals, we usually do sort of what we call as a wet mount and have a look at that under the microscope during the consult. That doesn't cost any extra. But if we found anything in that, in like the microscope that way, we usually do what we call is a Gram stain, where we just stain the faecal and then have a look at it further. So it just pulls up different sort of things. So that would be an extra $50. And then sort of if it was something that she needed, antibiotics and pain relief, you could be sort of looking at like another sort of $30 each, maybe, depending sort of what antibiotics she would need. So that sort of, I guess, would be like the basics, really. Possibly. So yeah, the 150 plus 30 plus 30. So yeah, I mean, you could be looking sort of, yeah, between the 250 to 300, I guess. Yeah, I do. So I think, let me double check. I've currently got an 11 o'clock this morning, and that's unfortunately all I've sort of got left. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, no, that's all good. I'll just hold it for you. Oh, okay, no worries. Yeah, I'll just hold it for you. Yeah, no problem. No, that's all good. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.